Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned, and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 20, episode number 4,265. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes explains why your server might hate you. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, the men's room shot of the day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Drinking and drunk.
All right, here we go. Grocery store employee threatens to shoot customers because they always do something wrong. Meanwhile, the Denver Zoo announces the birth of a wallaby that likes a good country and Western song. Jersey HOA tells woman that her emotional support chickens have to go. A county prosecutor gets his DUI. It's dropped when he refuses to blow. And a man comes home to find a bear hanging out at a swimming pool. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we'll spin the category, Will.
I heard spin.
The category, Will. I mean, that's how the whole thing plays
instinct,
out.
Dude. All right, I'm an instinctive player. You say spin, I spin.
You do. So we will spin. Jesus Christ, man, come on.
Try to prove a point.
We will spin the category, Will, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's how Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented James, who thought that writer's block was a place where authors lived and found a way to answer seven consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To be a contestant to play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@KISW.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Hold the chills, away we go. Welcome to season 20, episode number 4,265. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The head chef is back at 4:30, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, explaining why your server might think that you are not the greatest customer in the world.
Correct. Some of these, I was telling Mike, some of these people do because they just don't know any better. But a lot of them are just, you're just annoying the hell out of your server and they don't like it.
Yeah.
And there's one on the list, Miles. I don't know about Thrill and Mike. Me and you are guilty of.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
I'm sure I'm guilty of more than one.
You are, but this one specifically, I know me and you do it because we're old men.
Is this more about being at the bar? Is this more about sitting down? What combination of two?
This is more server table etiquette.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So the head chef is
I can already guess what it is.
Tell you why you suck at 4:30.
It's not bad, but there's one on the list that is just stupid, and
at the time I'm going to make my guess what it is that I think Miles is guilty of on that list. I haven't seen the list, but as soon as you said
servers
we're
love
both
me.
Guilty of it, I'm like
servers love me.
I believe they probably do, some. But I do think there's one thing that I'm confident that both you and Ted do where they're just like, yeah, okay,
all right,
all right.
Miles is going back to a place tonight where I talked to one of the servers and
Yeah.
You were overly confident or overly complimentary.
That's right. That's what I do. I go to places.
Yeah. You leave, I will say, you leave an impression.
I put a smile on people's faces. You know what I mean? Before I leave.
What kind of smile? Like the, I'm going to kill that. Yeah,
I hope he never comes back.
She said it was more awkward for the people that were sitting there. Well, like, what did he say?
They agreed with me. I know. Because they were getting good service as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, look, again, you make an impression. I've been going to that bar for years. You started going a couple years ago, and now they're like, oh, Ted, you know Miles?
God damn it. Oh, man.
What'd he say?
So I'm not looking forward to this.
The last one on the list, I don't think it's that bad because I know both of us do it. But the other ones on the list, your server definitely gets annoyed.
Okay.
But either way, some of these people won't know. It's coming up at 4:30, but it's a good list.
All right. Okay. Head chef coming up with Ted's Meat and Potatoes to make everyone feel bad today on the program.
No.
Just a few of us. And today is the day that we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. Our biggest dummy, that has been James. And he's been our biggest dummy for
a
month and a half, yeah. 8 questions to get one right. And as we do when we play Big Dummy, we'd like to do a little men's room poll. Last time we took some stories that had been in the news and hypothetically said, okay, if you would be able to survive one of these 4 things, which one would you pick? And the first one was that you would be able to go down in a submersible.
Right.
Now, the reason that we brought that up was because an audio recording was released by the by NOAA from 900 miles away.
That's the sound of the submersible imploding.
Imploding.
900 freaking miles.
But look, there's a lot of submersibles. There's a lot of tours. There's a lot of that. You were in a submarine in Hawaii.
I was. Did not implode.
So, yes, you can go down in one of these things. And there is a chance, obviously, that catastrophe could happen. But more than likely, that's not the numbers you're looking at as far as this mode of transportation. The next one, and we brought this up a number of times, but it was the guy that got swallowed by the whale off of the coast of Chile as he was in his kayak. He survived. Also, we had a hippo encounter. Unfortunately, in this situation, the woman involved did not make it. But in this
her husband survived, and that's why he's suing.
That's what we just determined, like, he was there too. He survived. Would you like to deal with a hippo?
No.
And finally, your last choice was to be ejected from a plane. A plane crashed into the San Diego Bay, I believe.
Yeah.
And it was a military fighter jet. The two pilots, they did successfully eject from the aircraft. A fishing vessel picked them up and brought them back to shore. They were both okay. They were taken to the hospital and evaluated. We did learn a few things from our listeners. You can believe one of two. One person said, if you're ejected from an aircraft the way your spine compresses, you will be an inch shorter.
Yeah.
Then we had another listener and said, hey, your spine compresses, you'll be two inches shorter.
Yeah.
Either way, it seems that if you are ejected from an aircraft, figure you're at least, in minimal, knocking an inch off your height.
Yeah.
So here's how the poll shook out. If you follow us on X at Men's Room Live, coming in at fourth place with 10% of the vote, the one that you would least likely to do, believe it or not, is go down in a submersible.
People would rather deal with a hippo than a submersible.
That is correct.
Yeah.
They would rather encounter a hippo in the wild than go in one of those submarines. So submersible in fourth place at 10%. Barely squeaking out our third place hippo encounter.
Okay.
With 11% of the vote. Coming in second place, 33% of you said, you know what? I'm going to be swallowed by a whale and tell that story and then be spit out. And surprisingly, almost half of you, 46%, said you would pick to be ejected from an airplane. I don't know if that's the rush, the fact that you think you're too tall, whatever the deal is, that was the overwhelming winner, not only on the poll, but on the people who called to play Big Dummy.
Yeah, for sure.
So that was the poll from last week. Now, this week, we take a page from our friends over at brobible.com, and there's a writer named Connor Toole, and he is a big fan of fast food. And so he says, there's no shortage of options when it comes to fast food, and one of my favorite things, fast food French fries. And as someone who's had plenty of them over the years, I decided that I wanted to sit down and try to rank them the best I could. I did what I could to account for the most popular chains, and I'm judging the fries on their own merits, as opposed to accounting for potential accoutrements like chili, cheese, condiments, dipping sauces.
Sure.
So basically just the fry as it sits. Because you can do fries in a number of different ways at a number of different locations. So he went to 15 different places. All right. And he ranked them in order. Took him a while to do this, too, because a lot of these locations are not everywhere
right
in the country. But we'll start with number 15 and a place, believe it or not, that I've never been to before, which is Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs. And he said, actually, they have pretty good French fries in there, but the caveat being, they're not good by themselves. You have to get them smothered in cheese.
Yeah, they have like the old school thick crinkle cut.
They do. So he ranked those the worst out of the ones that he tried. At number 14, no surprise here, In-N-Out Burger. Their fries ended up near the top. Well, the burgers always end up near the top, but the fries, he says,
hot garbage.
Very different story. You can improve them a bit by harnessing the secret menu to order them well done. And while there's no doubt about getting them animal style, that's a big upgrade, the standalone fries just aren't very good.
They're the worst I've had, as far as fast food goes.
And I would agree with that. And they're fresh, hand-cut fries.
But they're terrible.
I don't know what step they're missing to make those not taste as good as other hand-cut fries. Do you have it at a bar, wherever you go?
Mm-hmm.
Those just suck. 13, and I love the burgers. And Ted, as you would say, just go get a couple hamburgers, get a milkshake. Don't get the fries.
Skip the fries.
In-N-Out. Number 13, Popeye's Cajun Fries. He says they always leave me wanting more in the heat department. And they tend to be light and airy to the point where I feel like I'm somehow being robbed of actual potato flavor. All right.
I do like Popeye's fries.
But he said they're light and airy and they just don't really have a potato taste. Coming in at 12th spot, Burger King. He says, I feel like most people would tell you the best part of ordering fries from BK is getting an unexpected onion ring, which really tells you all you need to know about them. And that is, so why don't people just get the onion rings?
I don't know. People are so excited to find an onion ring in the fries. I'm like, they have onion rings. You do know that.
It's a bonus. Okay, in 11th place, that would be Steak and Shake. Now, for a while, we had a Steak and Shake in Seattle. I never tried it. It might have been with their retail location being on 3rd Avenue. They decided that better things were ahead if they just packed it up and moved out. But they say with Steak and Shake, pretty good French fry, but the burgers are better.
I think that one downtown's still open.
On 3rd, no, they closed 3 years ago, probably. As soon as they changed everything to a bus-only
street. Oh, South Lake Union still has one. Right. That's the one that's still open.
Okay, all right, very good. No, that is actually a Shake Shack.
You're right.
Yeah, it is Shake Shack.
All right, Steak and Shake.
Well, I Googled Steak and Shake, and then you're right. It's giving me Steak or Shake Shack's info.
Shake Shack.
Shake Shack. Whataburger, number 10. I've never eaten a Whataburger.
Oh, I have.
I have no
idea. Did you have the fries as well? Or just the burger? I've heard good things about the burger.
No, I got the fries. I just don't remember them that well. Like the burger, I was like, all right, this is good.
Yeah, my kid had a Whataburger when he was in Texas, and he was telling, I did not get one, but he was like, dude, it is great. You would love it. I'm like, I'm sure I would.
Why didn't you get me one? Just bring it back to the hotel room.
He got there day before me.
Oh, okay. All right.
They are open like super late.
Are they?
Like I've been to Austin a few times or Texas, and that's generally when we end up ordering. It's pretty late at night.
Ah, okay.
Number 10 would be Whataburger. Number 9, KFC. And their potato wedge fry things.
Do they still have the wedges? I thought they got rid of them.
I believe they are back on the menu. I typically don't get French fries when I go to KFC.
Yeah, it doesn't really cross my mind.
I'd stick to the mashed potatoes and gravy because I like them.
Their potato wedges were so good.
And they're the thicker cut of any of the other options that were available. Number 8, we're back to Shake Shack. And they said they do the best out of any crinkle cut proprietor that I've encountered.
100%.
I'll usually get them with cheese if I'm going to take the plunge, but they've got a good crisp and solid helping of potato. Pretty good for a crinkle cut fry. That is not his favorite cut of French fry, but he said they make them pretty well.
Right. The bar is set low on the crinkle cut fry. However, I agree that Shake Shack deserves to be in the top 10 as overall fries.
But
they are that good.
You and Miles both like the crinkle cut fry, correct?
I don't hate
if it's
the
done
right.
You don't hate them, okay.
Right.
Yeah, but you, right. Miles, you defend them all the time because you're an idiot.
Now,
just in the world of French fries, they're not the worst food in the world, but in the world of French fries, I believe it is the worst type of fry.
Yeah. Well, okay. Like it's like with pizza. And I'll go back to hot lunch. You had that square piece of pizza. Sometimes it wasn't a little cheese on it, sauce on it, whatever the deal was. But you always look forward to pizza day.
Yes, you do.
And the pizza sucked.
Terrible. But
it was still pizza. That's how the crinkle cut fry got ruined, being baked on that same pan.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
If you deep fry it, it'll change. But why don't people deep fry the crinkle cut fry? It seems like if someone has crinkle cut fries, even at a restaurant, more often than not, they're baked.
Because those are the standard old frozen French fries that started the frozen French fry revolution. And that was typically the most popular one that you could get. I mean, Ore-Ida and all those brands.
That's right. When I was a kid, that's all you could get.
That or tater tots.
Like, where Miles is going tonight, though, like, they fry theirs. Like, I had an order of them last week.
Changes
everything.
Yeah, they're really good. Let's see. Coming in at seventh place, Five Guys. It says, you obviously can't talk about Five Guys fries without discussing the portion sizes.
Yeah, no kidding.
And while that's certainly a nice bonus, the Spuds themselves are also pretty great. They may be on the greasy side, but it's somehow the perfect amount, and they're just enough crispy to complement the fluffy potato that waits you when you take a bite. Highly recommend Five Guys, although they come in seventh place.
Okay.
In sixth place, kind of a shocker to me, Taco Bell. Fries are one of the last items people associate with Taco Bell, but you'd be foolish to overlook the nacho fries that initially appeared on the menu in 2018 for a limited time and have since been in regular rotation, despite failing to earn permanent status. So they say nacho fries, which is what you say to someone when they reach over and try to take
it. Nacho fries.
Woman. Nacho fries, woman. In fifth place, Wendy's. Believe it or not, keeping the skin on, they say, is an excellent touch. And the fries have a nice crispiness, plenty of salt, and the structural integrity needed to survive getting dipped into a Frosty, which is a pretty popular thing there.
I do not like that combo, man.
Yes.
Wendy's fries are actually pretty damn good.
Their fries are good. I never dip it into the Frosty. I did it when I was a kid because everyone suggested I do it. And I'm like, this is freaking horrible.
Well, I never did it. I never heard of it until I feel like I was an adult. And I was like, you really? Doing what? And they're like, yeah, dip them in the Frosty. I was like, all right.
Well, if you go to Little Woody's, all right, they have fries and they have a little dipping side of Molly Moon's ice cream that they'll give you. Frosty and Wendy should do the same thing. I don't need to get a whole Frosty if I don't want one.
Right, just get the dipping
cup. If I've got a Coke, man, I'm good to go. But if I can just get a dipper cup.
Like a small chili
cup?
Yeah,
like of a Frosty.
Do you dip your fries into Frosty?
Absolutely.
Really?
Nah. Yes.
God, it's just not for me.
It's the sweet and the salt.
I get that. I do get the sweet and salt, but also it's chocolate.
It's not bad. I don't go running back to it.
No.
I tried it. It was like, okay, I don't know what all the fuss is about.
Look, but I'm one of those people, too, and I see this a lot in fast food ads especially, and I just can't bring myself to do it. But someone will take a bite of the burger, and then as they're chewing the burger, take a sip of their Coke or something like that. I do not want those two things in my mouth at the same time.
I've seen people dip their hamburger in their Coke.
What?
Like a French dip. You think I'm kidding?
Were they on Third Avenue?
I've seen that move before, and I was like, wow.
I need some extra sugar.
Yeah.
They dip their burger in their Coke.
That was a family movie.
Ew, man.
In fourth place, Arby's. Curly fries would definitely be near the top of my French fries.
Arby's solid.
His style power rankings. And Arby's has mastered the art of making them with the lightly seasoned bits of goodness that they serve up. Without question, Arby's has the best curly fries in the game.
I love curly fries, man.
Mm-hmm. So he broke these down based on a number of things, but he didn't take into – he judged them based on taste, but obviously he's got cut styles that he likes better.
Sure.
But that is the top of the curly fry game. In third place, and this is not my favorite. People love them. Chick-fil-A.
100%.
The only chain in this list that specializes in waffle fries, which are arguably the best form of French fry in existence, courtesy of a service that's engineered to maximize crunch. To be honest with you, waffle fries, I think, are my favorite fries to make in an air fryer.
Okay.
All right,
I think they have the best taste in
air fryer. Think plain waffle fry sucks.
Really?
It's seasoned, I'm in.
I mean, they're seasoned with salt.
No.
But in Chick-fil-A's defense, they have great dipping sauces.
They do.
And a number of different varieties, and he mentions that as well.
There's something about getting that butt end, that little turtle shell of that waffle fry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm right there with you, man.
That is a sauce boat
there. I hate
sauce
that.
Boat.
Yeah, agree to disagree.
That's the one I hate.
Damn, man.
Really?
I'd rather eat 30 nuggets.
You guys are weird.
Come on, man.
Yeah. It's just not look, I stopped by the other day and got a chicken biscuit. It was fantastic.
Sure.
It was good. And maybe they do have a breakfast potato option or whatever, but just knowing their fry game, I was like, not going to do that. I'll tell you, what's really good breakfast potatoes is Wendy's and Burger King. Both of those places.
Yeah, Burger King, I know. Yeah,
do
for
it
sure.
Very well.
Well, Burger King's just smart and has the little hash rounds.
Boom.
Which are so much better than the whole
thing.
It's got
the whole crisp. Because, like, I like the McDonald's one, but I end up sometimes eating the little crispy edges.
Yeah, because it's salty in the middle sometimes by the time you get where you're going. And those other little discs don't do that. McDonald's, number two, the tried and true.
Sure.
We got people on Twitter hating on McDonald's fries. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Oh, man, I think they're the gold standard.
They're classic.
Yeah.
Hard to on top a perfect batch of piping hot Mickey D's fries. And they seemingly, for the most part, 99% of the time, they are hot.
Yes.
They are delicious. My only real knock is the fact you need to eat them all around 10 minutes before they turn into sad shells of their former
that
selves.
That's why I wouldn't put them as best, but they are absolutely the litmus test. They're the standard. They're your straight middle ground. But
I mean, McDonald's fries are a lot like chicken wings. When they're hot, they're unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, once they're cold, you're like, meh.
So McDonald's comes in at number two. The number one French fry, and again, this is according to Connor Toole of BroBible.com. And if you've been to one, you know it to be true. Checkers and Rallies.
Yes, sir.
And whatever, how many locations they have in this area, if you've ever been to one. He says, I know plenty of people take issue with my decision to not put McDonald's at the top, but I cannot in good conscience withhold it from what I consider the GOAT, Checkers or Rallies, which have functionally been the same restaurant since the two brands merged in 1999. It is essentially a seasoned, medium-sized French fry.
Yeah. Very good.
So the two on the list that are seasoned, Checkers, number one, Arby's, number four. So today on the poll, we just took four options, and they're based on styles for the most part. So, but the thing is that you can only eat this French fry for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
All right? Number one would be Arby's Curly Fries, which came in at fourth place.
I'm already taking them.
Number two, that would be the Chick-fil-A Waffle Fry.
Winner.
Which came in third place. Your next option, which came in seventh place, still a great potato in my mind, Five Guys.
Yep.
And number two, McDonald's, is your final option. So only one forever will it be Arby's Curly Fries, Chick-fil-A Waffle, Five Guys, or McDonald's. Vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Game is Big Dummy. 206-803-ROCK, Steve, who is our first contestant? Ready to play the big game.
Hello, Giuseppe. Sorry. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola. Matt, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Team Sober today.
All right, Matt, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, you're only eating one fry for the rest of your life. You taking Arby's, Chick-fil-A, Five Guys, or McDonald's?
I'll go with the Arby's Curly Fries.
Ooh, okay.
Right there with you, my brother.
I thought that would be the lead with our female contingency.
We have the Curly Fries. What, you think chicks like Curly Fries?
No, chicks love Arby's.
Chicks love Arby's.
Oh, right.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't eat fast food, but I'll go to Arby's, and I'm like, all right.
That is fast food.
Mm-hmm. That's why I start calling her my little beef and cheddar.
Mm.
I never did that.
Dares any woman to your heart.
Yeah, that you don't say that to a
What's
woman.
What's up, my little beef and cheddar?
Aren't you over here looking like a little beef and cheddar? Put some Arby's sauce on you.
What do you think would be the most complimentary meat? If you're going to describe it, oh, man, she's like a strip of bacon. I'm just trying to think, like, what could you say? You're describing, but you're complimenting her, right? So I'm looking at you. I'm trying to convey that I think you're beautiful.
What does she look like?
I don't know. Whatever you picture being the hottest chick, right? So you like the slutty-looking blondes with big boobs, right? You want to just tell her, hey, I find you attractive. What meat do you use?
My sweet little filet mignon.
See, I'm the opposite.
I bet.
I go ham hock.
I like it. She's like a bone-in ribeye. Just the right amount of fat on her.
Jesus. Or prime rib.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I was having this conversation with somebody today. There's no way.
Pork chop.
There's no way to describe somebody. Like, there's a certain type I like, but I can't say to a woman, like, I like white trash.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
But ladies, just know. If that is what Ted likes.
If you got out with Ted, you know who you are.
I'm just saying, like, if you're still using a tanning bed, I'd probably find you hot.
Out here looking like a ballpark Frank.
Oh, see, there you go.
What about a crab cake?
Okay. How about like an open face?
I don't think you use the word crab.
Open face roast beef sandwich.
When her pants are off, yeah. All right, Matt, here's your question. Which president presented Forrest Gump with the Medal of Honor in the movie Forrest Gump?
In the buttocks.
Was it Nixon?
Nope.
Lyndon Johnson?
It was, in fact, Lyndon B. Johnson.
I'd kind of like to see that.
Damn, son. All right, the question, what is the only country that begins with the letter O?
That's a great question.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I don't have any idea.
No idea.
Oman?
Oman. There you go.
Oman. did.
It's named by a Jamaican.
I dropped it, man.
Everyone else go, oh, man. No, Oman.
It's running.
All right. Your question. The Dollars Trilogy was a movie series of what genre? Sci-fi, mafia, romance, or westerns?
I'm going to have to go with sci-fi.
They're not westerns. That was, like, The Good, the Bad, and Ugly was one of the Dollars Trilogy, believe it or not. Our friend Clint Eastwood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he did a musical once.
Matt, seriously, probably the longest movie with the least amount of dialogue. That's just an absolute there's so much just reactionary shots. Yeah,
everyone's just staring at each other.
Yeah.
Actually, I would say Quest for Fire is less dialogue.
Okay.
Because they were cavemen and couldn't speak.
That's a good point.
Again, I'm going with Benji. The full-length film.
Right.
It's a dog lost in the woods, and outside a few, Benji! Benji! Not a lot of talking.
Is that basically it?
Just yeah, he gets Benji lost in the woods, and the dude has to find him, and then Benji, of course, runs into trouble when other wildlife animals try to intimidate
trouble
him.
Or mischief?
Trouble.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's a real shock you weren't going to find Benji. But as a kid, I saw Benji in the theater, and then my mom drove me to the beach, because the rest of my family was already down there.
All right.
So you talk about just an epic day. Oh, Benji in the theater, then you go to Ocean City. Like, it's the greatest day, one of the greatest days of my life.
It's all downhill from there, Ted. All right, your question, and I know Mike Hawk will know the answer to this. What is the first feature film trilogy to be shot concurrently with the same cast? So they filmed all three movies at the same time.
Ooh, I think I know this one myself. Does it involve Rudy?
Yes.
The only one I can think of is the wrong answer, probably Star Wars.
Lord
of the Rings.
Of course.
Come on, dude.
What is that, 9 hours?
Glorious hours.
Yeah.
Out here looking like a
hobbit.
Well, I'm not a hobbit. What are the short, stocky ones? Not elves.
Dwarves.
Dwarves.
Dwarf?
There's hobbits, dwarves, elves. Elves?
Okay. Try to think. He's like I think he's kind of angrier and he carries an axe.
Yeah, that's a dwarf.
That's a dwarf.
That's Gimli the dwarf. He's a badass, dude.
All right. I'm a dwarf.
I always thought elves were supposed to be short as well.
No,
and then in the movie, they're all tall. They're normal size. Those are pointy ears.
Those are North Pole elves that you're thinking of.
Those are the only elves I have to reference, to be
Legolas
fair.
Whereas Legolas and everybody at Rivendell, those are wood elves, man.
Yeah, they couldn't fit on the shelf.
Yeah.
All right. Your question, where are the carpal bones located?
In the hand.
Okay. Yeah. Nice job, Matt.
The wrist,
nice job.
But you know, whatever.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hola. Adam, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right. Okay, Adam, you can only eat one fast food French fry for the rest of your life. Are you taking Arby's Curly Fries, Chick-fil-A Waffle, Five Guys, or McDonald's?
I think I'm going to have to go Five Guys.
Five Guys.
Five Guys.
So many extra fries in the bag.
Yeah, I feel like they're just trying to get rid of them. But I do appreciate that.
Yes. Yeah. Bag fry, pretty exciting moment in your life, too.
The which fry?
Well, you know, like you get the onion ring and your fries at Burger King.
Yeah.
Just the idea of fries that have just fallen out and are at the bottom of the bag, you know, it's like extras.
You're right, man. Because I'll eat those first and let the kids grab the actual package of fries. Because usually there's enough fries sitting in the bottom of the bag that it's kind of all I need.
I think wherever you go, I don't know if you guys are the same way. Like if I get a fast food meal and there's fries in the bottom, gotta eat those first.
Yep.
And like, I'll take the container of fries out, sit it down, and then eat bad fries.
Well, you gotta take out your ketchup packets, too, that are down there.
So I'm just reading. We just got updated. As far as Lord of the Rings goes, elves are taller than humans. Same with orcs. Then it goes dwarves, halflings, then hobbits. Everyone got that?
Okay.
So, wait a minute. Are dwarves taller or shorter than hobbits?
Taller.
Taller. According to this ranking this guy has, it'd be dwarves, halflings, then hobbits.
All right, Captain Middle Earth, what's the difference between a halfling and a hobbit? Because they were called both. I don't know.
What, hobbits are also called halflings?
They were, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be insulting? Oh, what's up, halfling?
It felt a little derogatory, yeah.
I mean, it is. Say that to someone who's short. Oh, you're a halfling. They're not going to be happy about it. All right, Adam, here is your question. Name one of the three yellow properties on a standard Monopoly board.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't do that. I haven't played Monopoly in probably 20 years.
You know what? From me to you, that's the right answer.
Is it the is it named after a state?
No. None of them are named after states.
Yellow properties.
Yellow properties.
Hang on. Damn it.
Two are avenues, one is a garden.
St. John or something?
No.
Electric.
Not Electric Avenue.
Marvin Gardens.
Marvin Gardens.
Marvin Gardens.
Does sound like a wide receiver.
Would you live
it?
There?
At Marvin Gardens?
No, that's the project,
bro. I mean, I would, but I'd move out after a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
You subsidize. Atlantic Avenue and Ventnor Avenue. Ventnor Avenue.
Oh, yeah, Ventnor. Ventnor is a crappy town next to, like, Wildwood.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because my grandma always stayed there, and we went up there, and we checked into the hotel room. And my dad was like, "We're going to Wildwood."
Well, I'm
going to
assume Atlantic Avenue is probably Atlantic City too.
I would think so.
Well, it's all based off of Atlantic City.
Okay,
you play Monopoly.
Basically, if it were accurate, you'd open up your Monopoly board and you'd be shot. All right, your question: what game is the focus of the movie The Color of Money?
Oh, come on!
What game?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Color of Money.
I've never seen the movie. I'm sorry.
There's two versions.
Two?
Mm-hmm. Well, Paul Newman's in the original, and then he's like the mentor.
Oh, that's right. And they made the
to fight. Tom Cruise in the second one. They're shooting pool, dude.
Yeah, pool.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, careful out there shooting pool for money. Never know who's going to be filming you, Zach.
What are you talking about?
Country star Zach Bryan got in trouble.
Why?
He was shooting pool with some guys. Looked like he lost all three games, and then... And I agree with him. One guy was wearing Meta, like, glasses that video, and he was like, "I wish you wouldn't, like, stop." And they're like, "We're not videoing you." And they're like, "We're just videoing each other so we can remember the good times." And then he, of course, went, "Well, that's gay."
Oh, you got me there.
He's kind of making the round.
All right. That's kind of funny.
Getting himself into trouble, is he?
All right. Here's your question.
That's kind of his thing.
How many pounds will you lose if you burn 3,500 calories?
One.
You lose one freaking pound. All those calories.
If you could burn
35 pounds.
Right. 3,500 calories. I mean, there wouldn't be fat people.
There would not be. Oh, someone would find a way. All right. Your question. What literary work inspired Led Zeppelin's The Battle of Evermore? That's a good day for you, Mike.
Yes, it is. It's a great day for me.
Lord of the Rings.
There we go.
A lot of Lord of the Rings going on.
Yeah, a lot of Lord of the Rings.
Okay. I didn't know that was The Hobbit.
It's also referenced in Ramble On.
By the way, real quick, it says, Mike, if you're watching the extended versions of The Lord of the Rings, it's a glorious 11 hours.
Yeah, it is.
Good God.
Damn right I have those.
Davis Big Dummy, 206-803.
My wife loves it.
Dummy! I'm sure she does. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
Dave, are you sober or not sober?
Sober today.
All right, Dave. Okay, one French fry for life. They're fast food style. You take an Arby's curly fries, Chick-fil-A, Five Guys, or McDonald's?
Well, I've never had Five Guys or Chick-fil-A, but I'm going to go with McDonald's.
Okay. You've never had Five Guys fries?
No, never have.
I tell you what, man, they're pretty solid. I
mean, look, Five Guys is super expensive, but go get a burger and fries there. You will not be disappointed.
That's the thing. For the price you pay, they should be good, and they are.
Yeah, there's a Five Guys here in West Seattle. I should go give it a shot.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely do that at some point.
Actually, the prices of everything going up, they're going down to Four Guys now.
Oh.
This is four. We got to let a guy go. This is Four Guys. All right, your question. The angel shark is known by what other name? That sounds somewhat devoutly religious.
The angel shark.
Mm-hmm.
Hammerhead.
Great white shark?
A religious sounding shark.
So the angel shark, which already sounds somewhat religious, the other name is the monkfish.
Oh, I like monkfish.
Mm-hmm.
Poor man's lobster.
It's okay. Sorry.
That's what a waiter told me it was. And I said, all right, I'll try it.
Whatever. Cool.
I shouldn't be in this nice of a restaurant anyhow, sir.
Give me the poor man's whatever you got on the menu.
I know you know the history of everything.
I try.
Because Steve just brought up the fact that it's Five Guys. Are there really Five Guys? In other words, if I walked
like
in.
Like five founders?
Yeah, like I'm one of the Five Guys. Like, can I pull that BS off in a bar?
You know, Miles, that's a good question. I'm not sure I know the history of Five Guys.
I'm John Strube, the third of the Five Guys.
You might be able to pull it off because most people wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. I don't know that you'd get any free drinks out of it, but you might strike up conversation.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have a fake card that I take to Five Guys. Like, I'm the third guy.
You thought, well, we were going to call it two guys, but then they need a little extra assistance with the cash. I helped fund it, reached out to my brother and my uncle, so there's five of us.
Five guys from Virginia.
Right? Yeah, there you go.
So it's got to be somebody.
It's probably started by three women. So let's just call it Five Guys, throw everyone off.
I mean, it is wild, and I always forget it started in Northern Virginia, but I'm telling you, when I used to fly back, when we first moved out here, people would get on the plane in D.C. with bags of Five Guys.
Five Guys, yeah. Then the whole plane just smells glorious. All right, Dave, your question. Actors Terrence Stamp and actor Michael Shannon played what Superman villain?
I guess it's going to go with the Joker.
Lex Luthor?
General Zod.
Oh.
Yeah.
Joker wasn't trying to mess with Superman. He stuck with Batman.
I think that Superman is the suckiest of the superheroes.
He's just too powerful.
I just don't like it. I don't know.
Well, he's boring. He has no real personality. You know,
it's just like, I get it. You're Superman. Whatever.
Right. But you're not interesting to talk.
No.
Like, you
bring nothing
we know.
To the table.
You can fly. That is cool. You are very strong. You're a good guy. Mm-hmm. Great. Frankly, you're boring. I don't want to have a conversation
really
with
it.
You. Yeah.
I mean, I'd almost rather just hang out and talk to Green Lantern.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, well.
Even I know that's a terrible character.
But Superman's boring.
So is Green Lantern.
I know, but I think
Batman, I think, would be the most
Lantern,
interesting.
Green Lantern drinks a beer with you, right?
I don't know,
yes,
man.
Yes, he does.
Miles, what's your number one? Isn't your fantasy to fly? Superman can fly.
Yeah.
You could ask him all about it. I bet he let you hop on his back and go for a flight.
I don't want to touch
that
him.
Wouldn't look uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I'd ride Superman's back to take a flight in the air.
Oh, yeah?
What if I get excited?
Who cares? It's Superman.
He'd be like, I know what's going on back there.
There's nothing to be ashamed.
I will drop you.
I don't think there's anything to be ashamed of.
That's when you can tell Superman that you have an erection in the small of his back and you're zipping over the city.
Just hold steady.
I'm just going to say, sorry, dude, this is just awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be fine with that. All right, your question.
I mean, what's worse? He flips over real quick and locks eyes with you?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that'd be real uncomfortable. You ain't going anywhere. I don't want you to go.
This is the way I give the rides.
Oh, God. Nice pooper, Super.
All right, your question. In the Southern Hemisphere, summer begins in what month?
December.
You are correct.
Nice job.
Does that mean, like, Honda days start in December down there, too?
Yeah, but it'd be a summer sale, right?
All right.
God, I wonder, you know, like, so when you think of Christmas or December, it's all Santa Claus, it is snow, all this kind of crap, right? But if I'm in Australia, you still have Santa Claus, but do you eliminate all the snow stuff?
Yes, you know what I mean? Yes, you do. Because I was in South Africa in the summer on Christmas, and they have none of that crap.
Is there any kind of...
It's more tropical. It's more like lights and just more outdoor partying. So it looks like more of a carnival. Than it does.
Okay.
More like
Christmas, all right.
If that makes sense.
I want to say also, I think in Australia, the Christmas meals, you go outside and cook on the grill.
No, it makes sense. Summer starting. Well, the hell not. Hello, Nathan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Nathan, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober. I am driving.
All right, Nathan. Welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay. Only one fry forever. You taking Arby's, Chick-fil-A, Five Guys, or McDonald's?
It's between Arby's and Five Guys, but I'll go Five Guys.
Five Guys.
Can I give a quick shout-out real quick before we start?
Sure.
I'd like to shout-out Tom Grossi on YouTube. He's doing a live stream that he's started, and he's not finishing it until he gets $1 million for Children of Fallen Patriots.
Oh, wow.
Which gives money to kids who have lost their parents in the line of duty or in training accidents, suicide, what have you.
That's
awesome. This dude is streaming right now on YouTube if you want to look him up, if anyone wants to look him up. I know the Rockaholics are great givers, so I wanted to let them know. And, you can donate right on the chat, or there's a link right at the top of the chat that you can go to and donate. It's a great cause.
Well, good on him, man.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to do. All right, Nathan, here's your question. The New Bohemians were the backing band of what female lead singer?
I'll just go Madonna?
No. Sinead O'Connor?
Edie Brickell. Nope. Edie Brickell. That would be... She's still married to Paul Simon, yep. though. Okay. Yeah, it's Paul Simon.
Did you see where he's going on tour?
I have no idea who that is.
Who is?
Paul Simon. Okay, you saw him on the SNL 50, right?
Yeah, I don't know that he
toured. Was the old guy with Sabrina Carpenter.
Exactly. I don't know how much gas he's got left in the tank, but it doesn't seem like he's got a lot.
No,
so I think it's the I'm Gonna Whisper tour.
Oh. Right. You know what he's not gonna do?
What?
Give any of that tour money to Garfunkel.
Nope. Hell no.
Yeah.
Didn't they make up or something? Or are they still hating each other?
I don't know.
I thought they were trying to not just like get back together, but kind of bury the hatchet.
That's celebrity boxing we need.
I'd rather Hall get back with
Simon, him. Garfunkel, APM.
If I could take two people to get back together, it'd be Hall and Oates. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who else.
As far as the overall catalog.
You can't get with that.
Not Peaches and Herb. All right, your question. What sitcom featured Judd Hirsch, Danny DeVito, Tony Danza, and Andy Kaufman?
Would that be Taxi?
That is.
That is, in fact, Taxi. Well done, my friend.
I wouldn't mind seeing Kanye get back to reality.
That ain't going to happen.
He used to put out good music.
More of Big Tummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.